The United Nations says some 3.5 million people are living in areas affected by the earthquake. Nearly 3 million are in the capital, Port-au-Prince, which was most seriously affected. Aid agencies say it is too soon to know how many people were killed and injured, but they say it is sure to be in the tens of thousands. In the meantime, a helicopter assessment of the stricken area has found 50% of some areas have been destroyed or seriously damaged, with many buildings completely collapsed. A UN spokeswoman, Elizabeth Beers, says a coordination center has been set up near the airport to oversee the increasingly complex humanitarian operation. And she says a reception center has been set up at the airport to help coordinate the many incoming teams and humanitarian aid. In addition, she says an air bridge is being established with the Dominican Republic from Santo Domingo to Port-au-Prince.
Another shuttle will be put in place, established by the peacekeeping forces, a shuttle with airplanes with a capacity between 30 and 40 passengers.
The World Food Programme and International Organization for Migration report they distributed food and non-food items Thursday to 4,000 survivors in Port-au-Prince, and they will continue with the emergency distribution today. World Food Programme spokeswoman Emilia Casella says WFP's warehouses have been seriously damaged, but food stocks appear to be intact. In any case, she says that the food in the warehouses is not appropriate for the current needs. She says people caught in the earthquake are unable to cook and require ready-to-eat foods.
We have been, what the World Food Program is now looking at is aiming to reach initially about 2 million people who were affected by Tuesday's earthquake with an emergency operation that will start by calling for 14 million humanitarian daily rations. That's 14 million humanitarian daily rations, which would be enough to feed 2 million people for about 30 days.
Thousands of corpses are strewn along the streets of Port-au-Prince and environs. A World Health Organization spokesman, Paul Garwood, says collecting and disposing of the corpses is of primary concern.
The presence of dead bodies in the community doesn't pose a public health risk. That's got to be stressed and made clear, and there's been inaccurate reporting to that fact. At the same time, there's an obvious psychosocial mental health aspect to this. People don't want to see this. If you're the family member of someone who's passed away, if you're just anyone seeing this kind of tragedy, it has to be responded to. We work with that kind of urgency.
Garwood says the scale of this disaster is overwhelming. He says there's an urgent need for more body bags, so laying the corpses to rest is done in an appropriate way. He says WHO does not recommend mass graves. Rather, in cases where there are large numbers of bodies, he says WHO advises that bodies be placed in shallow ditches. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.